In Matthew chapter 6, beginning in verse 25 and going through verse 34, Jesus addresses a frame of mind that really affects all people in our world at one time or another, and that is worry. The King James translation in this passage uses the language of giving thought to what you will eat, or giving thought to what you will wear. He illustrates the futility of worrisome behavior by using an example of the birds of the air, how the Father cares for them, and the birds of the air do not plant or reap, or nor do they store into barns, and yet they are still cared for by the Father nonetheless. Jesus also mentions the lilies of the field in this passage, that they do not toil, nor do they spin, and yet they are still arrayed with more glory than King Solomon ever was. The point Christ is making here is that mankind, who is created in God's image, is worth much more to the Father than the lilies of the field or the fowls of the air. What that may mean for us is that for us to avoid fretting over daily sustenance and clothing, we may need to be willing to look in other sources for God's blessings. Now, Christ is not saying in this passage that we should be negligent or slothful concerning the needs of our family. But we know that we must be careful. We also know that we must be careful not to put God to the test. And we should be busy about providing for our family. But we can also depend on, and we should depend upon, God to provide for our daily needs. What Christ is saying here, by saying these things, is that these things should not consume us to the point of preventing us from being obedient to what he says in verse 33 of this text of Matthew chapter 6, where it says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things," those things that people worry about, "all these things shall be added to you." Christ wants his disciples to be consumed by, he wants them to be focused on, and he wants them dedicated to the cause of following him. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13 says, in part, "Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." Other versions may say, "This is man's all." An additional passage that is similar to the one we read about worrying about things like this can be found in 1 John chapter 2, beginning in verse 15. "Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the boastful pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away, and also its lust. But the one who does the will of God lives forever." So the question is this: what consumes us? What are we focused on? Are we merely focused on supplying our daily needs? Or are we allowing God to take care of some of those needs as we step out in faith and obedience to him? Is our focus on seeking the kingdom of God above all else so that the Father can bless us as he sees fit? And the question may be asked also, what does worrying about tomorrow accomplish except to distract us from what we should be doing today? We pray that you will be busy today seeking his kingdom and his righteousness, and God has promised to take care of the rest for our daily needs.